Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Your bit of being a co-host starts with Kevin Stefanski's, I mean, just one of the most impressive press conferences I've ever heard. They have to coach better. They have to play better. I'll be honest with you. That had not occurred to me after the 1-3 start that they had to coach and play better. I thought maybe it was a punting issue, a kicking issue. I don't know.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
I mean, listen, not everybody. Okay, can you imagine? Okay, listen, I know that's not how Kevin is behind closed doors. Can you imagine if he just walks in this week like, guys, this was not our week. 3 out of the first 4 weeks, not our week. We just have to play better, and we, the coaches, have to coach better. Can you imagine what that would be like if a coach ever tried to play that? Play what they do to the media, to the you'd lose a clubhouse after one loss, right?
Yeah, I don't know that there's anything worse than what he is currently doing, though, right? I mean, we have no idea what he's doing, but as far as the delegation side of things?
We see the very tightly edited winning footage where he comes in and he's like, we won! Yeah! And then it curses a little bit.
The fakest thing we've ever seen because he tries to seem so over-the-top excited, but he just isn't that guy.
Part of me wonders.
He's not that guy.
Part of me wonders, does he ask for a second take? Part of me does wonder. Like, guys, I think I can do that better.
By the way, camera crew, wait, stop. Please stop. We're going to run this one back one more time. Can we all get excited?
We got to ask the Morning Boys at some point if they can get us that on the low, whether Kevin does that all in one take or whether, you know, maybe it's like an extended version that they kind of whittle out the good parts in. Who knows?
But I'm thinking like when you guys had Hulk Hogan on and he was like, all right, give me a second. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to do all this. And then he just like one shot. And you could tell he's been doing that so many years that there was no chance he was messing up in that moment. He was going to, in fact, I think he actually did mess up, but he was able to recover because that's just, you've been doing it for so long. Stefanski hasn't been doing it for so long.
I think if Kevin just starts saying brother when he starts to like screw up in that, like, guys, I got to tell you, we went out there, brother, and we played our butts off, brother.
Hey, low key, great, great trick by Hulk Hogan there. It's like he just meets so many people. He doesn't know. He just calls people brother. I'm surprised I haven't adopted that into my life. Now, I just don't meet that many people, though.
I don't think you could pull off brother, though.
I could if I was meeting a lot of people.
No, I don't think
brother.
You could.
No. Come on, no. Get there, brother.
No.
You're right. Doesn't work for me,
does
it?
Can you try pal? You're more of a pal.
Pal's so insulting. I think buddy's insulting as well.
I disagree, buddy. Give me a pal.
You buddy people a lot, actually. I shouldn't say that. You do buddy people a lot. For me, it would sound insulting. For you, it sounds endearing.
I'm more of a my guy. Like, I'm like, hey, my guy. Like, I stole that from Chris Haynes when he was here because I thought it was so classy.
My guy?
Yeah, my guy.
I like my guy.
I've been a my guy since before everybody hopped onto the my guy train. And so now I think you have to find your own lane here. And I think, pal, give me a pal.
I don't got it, pal. You see how condescending that sounds?
Well, see, I think
it doesn't
also
work for me.
Also, it was a negative statement. So maybe you try like a positive statement.
Hey, you're killing it today there, pal.
You're right.
Love that hat you got on today, pal.
Yeah, no, now it sounds sarcastic. That's a really good point.
I don't have it.
No, it's okay. We'll find a word for it. Chief? A chief?
Chief.
Ooh, you
not
know.
Now, chief. I'm in the zone.
So, actually, that's not too bad. Letterkenny, one of the lead characters, goes Super Chief. I've tried to start putting Super Chief into stuff because I think that's a great push in there.
Do you remember that bit from like 15 years ago? It was that guy who walked around. He'd be like, "Not now, Chief. I'm in the zone. Jaeger bomb," and he would just start pointing at people.
Yeah, that was simpler times. It was 15 years ago. Now that being said, do you think the season's over?
No.
Okay.
It's not great.
No. It's okay. There's some common ground here to start, because I don't even think I'm ready to have the "is the season over" conversation.
Well, it's a bad conversation to have at this point.
It's ridiculous. It's 4 games into the season.
But it's also everyone that was watching that game yesterday watched and saw the screen grab that that the production staff put out there and said, if you start 1-3, you have a 14% chance of making the postseason.
Never tell me the odds.
I can't even hit people with a surprise. It's like, they got a 14% chance. It's like, no, everyone watched the game. We all saw that graphic.
Yeah, but that is a general statistic that doesn't necessarily fit every single team. So, like,
for sure. And I went back and looked at it, and I'll help you out a little bit here. But like the Texans last year, for instance, it's one of those teams that didn't have the greatest start in the world, and then they came back and they overcame it.
Now, I will say, I also can't say, like, are we still a playoff team? Like, that was something that we had, I think last week was one of the first things you and I talked about. Like, 1-2, are you still counting? Nope, that's out the window. But I think, is the season over? I'll be honest with you, the immediate thing I go to is, it's just 4 weeks, and all you really need is a win. Actually, no, all you really need is 2 wins in a row to kind of get this thing pointing in the right direction.
Where are we finding those wins, though?
Washington.
They seem like they're harder to find than ever when you just lost to the worst team on the schedule and the second worst team on the schedule in successive weeks.
Yeah, the fair. And I think that is a fair thing to say. But I'll also say, the Eagles do not look like world beaters out of anywhere.
No, I've been telling people that all offseason.
And listen, when it comes to Washington, Jaden Daniels is great. He's still a rookie. So if you can confuse and get to a rookie, you have a chance to turn him into a rookie. Cincinnati has not played
He's the first player in NFL history to complete 85% of his passes in back-to-back weeks, though. Like, he's not playing like a rookie in the slightest bit.
Did he play a great defense last week? I mean, granted, I can't say much about the Browns defense. I still think it's better than the Bengals defense.
How about that dig from Ross Tucker in the middle of the game? He's like, and what was a supposed good Browns defense? You got a lot to unpack with Ross.
Yeah, you do. It's going to be a Ross therapy Wednesday, I think is what it's going to be.
You just play clip after clip. Now, explain this one, Ross.
But think about it. The Browns defense supposedly had the worst day of their lives, and they gave up 20 points.
You still have to have belief that this team is better than the team that you just saw over the previous 2 weeks.
Do you?
How can I? I've got no evidence of it.
Well, because they're still the same team that won 11 games. Like, what changed?
Well, the defense was starting to fall apart at the back end of last season anyway. I think we just assumed that we would be able to copy and paste the entire season's worth. But you know what it reminded me yesterday of?
What's that?
It reminded me of the opening drive that C.J. Stroud had in the playoff game. It was that exact same moment. Now, Gardner Minshew obviously didn't hit as many open passes as C.J. Stroud did, but a lot of the different plays that the Raiders were running reminded me exactly of that. And then you watched and you're like, yeah, they got a lot of guys that are just sitting there wide open. They feel like they could do anything on that defense at times. Again, if Gardner hits 3 or 4 more open shots, it's way more than 20 points on the board yesterday.
But there's a part of me that comes back to the conversation, is the season over? And I think to myself, well, we're not just talking about a bad habit or a banged up offensive line or this. The number one thing is playing together as a team. Is that not something that can just a light go on?
Well, it seemed like it was 11 independent contractors there on the defensive side of the ball and on the offensive side of the ball at times. You're right. It didn't seem like a team at all. I use the "can the light bulb go on" thing because I do think that's real in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there are moments where all of a sudden just everything clicks. And then that's the second time I've snapped today, by the way. I do not snap on the air. But I kind of like the sound of it, so we might keep it. But I do think there is something to that idea.
Snaps.
But Jordan Love last year, week 9, went off.
Mm-hmm.
Light bulb went on. He was the worst quarterback in the NFL for the first 8 weeks of the season. Last 9 weeks of the season, he was the best quarterback in the NFL. And then playoff game had the fourth highest passer rating in playoff history. Like, he was great. And I do think there's an element of that can happen. But watch the defense in particular for this Browns team. Our corners seem like you can pick them apart easily. When Myles Garrett's only playing 50% of the snaps, that's a different defensive line. And how is it that the Raiders, who were awful in the run game, Nick, had a day with the running backs yesterday. How does that even happen?
It's pretty simple. They stuck to it. We get back to the idea of identity every single week, but part of identity is who are you and what do you do? And the Raiders really only have a way to beat you, which is we're going to beat you on the ground and then supplement that with some plays with a kid from Akron, the CVCA kid.
But they beat the Ravens, and that's not how they beat the Ravens.
How'd they beat the Ravens?
With Gardner Minshew actually completing passes.
I think
they had like 60 total rushing yards or something like that, and Gardner went for over 200. He wasn't great. I'm not saying he was great, but that's how they were doing it.
I think that is much more flukish to how they're going to win and how they have won the last couple years.
I don't think they have an identity, if we're being honest about it. I don't think they know how they're going to win, but that's not the point. The point is, I wonder if the defense from last year to this year. We talked all offseason about Jim Schwartz evolving, where he had more than just a fastball right down the middle, right? Where he was going to throw in curveballs and all sorts of different mixes. And I just wonder if he got too complex with everything, maybe. Maybe he has to dial it back a little bit. Not so many 85-mile-an-hour curveballs. Maybe just get back to the basics that were working for the majority of last year.
Yeah, so do you think the defense is a bigger concern than the offense?
I think they're both problematic. If you made me choose... I think on Sunday, the defense was more problematic than the offense is, but I think the offensive line is so bad right now, and the run game is so bad right now. I think when we get reinforcements, I think Nick Chubb will change that. I think David Njoku will change that, and I think that'll help. But do you see it that way, too, where like the defense right now, I think yesterday's game, I think they were the worst part of it. I think in the season-long, if we're doing the season-long analysis, then the offense has been worse than the defense, and I don't think it's particularly close.
So... here's what I'll say. I thought coming into the season, I thought the offense was going to be bad in September, or at least not look great in September. They don't have a healthy offensive line by a wide margin, now missing multiple starters, and maybe DeJuan needs to go back to the bench for a little bit and maybe hit a Stairmaster. With defense, the defense is just not playing disciplined. They're not tackling. And anyone can say, well, the Raiders just ran at you. Okay. Was it 100 yards? Or sorry, no. How many missed tackles was it yesterday? Because the defense, the whole design is the defense had to carry you early, and you hope at some point the offense caught up and surpassed it. Now, through three of four games, the defense has let you down. Malik Nabers, guys, all you had to do was throw somebody else out there.
Right.
Against Malik Nabers.
CeeDee Lamb, same thing.
In Dallas, it was chunk yardage. And when CeeDee didn't burn you, Brandon Cooks burned you. Not exactly the biggest thing. And in this game, you just got nickel and dime to death. This whole thing was set up to, if the defense is number one, you can get by with the offense until probably mid-October. Well, the defense, they've given up a lot of points. A lot of those came in the Dallas game. But the defense is way farther off their mark from expectation, where the offense was, at least for me.
Yeah, because the expectation for the defense was number one. The offense's expectation, I think it's fair to say, 10 to 15th. I love that point by you. Like the idea that the defense was, that's the big disappointment. If you take this season as a whole, the offense is a disappointment. But think about the people that went crazy over Deshaun Watson's stat line yesterday because he looked competent. That was the baseline. It wasn't like we needed Deshaun to be 350 yards, three touchdowns, zero picks every game. Competency was all we were really asking for.
Well, okay, with Deshaun, I can sell you he looked better from Dallas to Jacksonville. Jacksonville to New York, I thought it was kind of similar. I mean, just for the first half of the game, he didn't have a chance in hell. And then in Las Vegas, he took another step forward. So I can sell you some sort of development. Oh, hey, look, there's progression. I think the biggest progression, by the way, is confidence. He's looking down the field more. I think that's huge for him because that means even though he's not getting production, he's doing the thing he's supposed to do, which is keeping his eyes down the field. With the defense, I mean, yeah, for one half of football, you look dominant against Jacksonville. A quarter against New York? You had a great quarter. What, third quarter for New York?
I mean, this is Daniel Jones and Gardner Minshew now.
Well, no, I think that's the point. Like, against...
No, I'm helping your point here.
Against the quarterbacks that you're supposed to...
These aren't great quarterbacks
that they're playing. I can't even give you a game? I got to spot you. Well, okay, you weren't good for half against these guys.
I had never felt more confident going to that Giants game that they were just going to make Daniel Jones cry by the end of it. He had been bad for the previous 10 games going into that game, disastrous. And then I said in the pregame, I sound like an idiot. I said they're not going to score more than 10 points. And then you watch and saw what happened. And then Gardner Minshew, I've always liked. I've always liked him. That's always kind of like an underdog thing.
It's because of the leather jacket and the mullet.
Uncle Rico, it's a fun nickname. Yeah. He's got a good touchdown interception ratio. Yeah. But ultimately, no one's confused him for being a great starting quarterback. That's
it's
not what you do.
Reverse draftism, by the way. We love him because...
Reverse draftism?
Yes. When you look at him, you're like, well, he's only a 6-round pick, so he shouldn't be doing anything. And then he goes out there and he's like, well, he looks better than a 6-round pick.
Yeah.
And he's got a great mullet.
We've thought about him as the 6-round pick for years now at this point. Yeah. But he's not a great quarterback. You're supposed to be able to, this is supposed to be the easy part.
But do you agree? Like, okay, if we just say who's been more detrimental, I'll give you the offense. But if we say who's more concerning, well, the defense wasn't supposed to be concerning at all. I always thought the offense was going to be a work in progress.
No, that's where you're right. But here's the other part of this, though. 50-yard line before the Jerome Ford big time play, last drive of the game. Did you think Deshaun Watson was going to be able to drive down the field by himself to be able to score the touchdown?
No.
I didn't either, and that's the biggest problem we have right now.
Yeah, but baked into that is protection. Baked into that is drops. Like, that's what made the Mari thing so dispiriting is you finally got good enough protection to could sit back and make that throw down the field and make it out of comfort. He finally gets Amari wide open, and then it's called back. So, like, even in that... It's like I can't even say, like, well, Deshaun's a thing that's holding you back, which would be the easiest thing to fix. Just change out the quarterback. Well, now he's like the least concern I have on offense.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't just change out the court. Everyone calling for Jameis, it's not going to go any differently.
Man, you think it. No, I'm going to save the Jameis take for another day. 216-474-0092. People love Jameis until they don't love Jameis. That would be a real thing in Cleveland. Is the offense or defense the bigger issue right now? I know the offense has been worse, but we counted on the defense more, and here we are. More on that next on 92.3 The Fan. Interesting word coming out of baseball. As you guys might know, today the Braves and Mets had to play a doubleheader because of Hurricane Helene over the weekend. And Mets win game one in a wild-ass game. And then for game two, which is about ready to start, Chris Sale, who was this whole time expected to start, suddenly has to pull out of this game because of back spasms. Something tells me, for a guy who's in the Cy Young running in the NL.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, if the Braves lose this game, it's going to be tough to beat Chris Sale in Atlanta.
Yeah, this is going to be the Mets are going to throw nobody out there, though, right? Like, they'll be fine. The Braves are going to be fine in this one.
I don't know, man. Like, at some point there, if you're on a major league roster, even if it's a back end of your roster, if you're not starting your best pitcher, this can bite you in the booty.
Sure could. But you know, okay, you know what this is? This is if the Browns had clinched the postseason and they had an opportunity in week 18 with a win to shut the Steelers out and have them not go into the postseason. But if they lose and rest their guys, then the Steelers would likely get in. I know what the fans are thinking. Fans obviously say, screw the Steelers. It's got to be every Mets fan right now, like, screw the Braves. But you take the rest. You're going to take the rest.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. They already played early today. Come on. Like, this is, you're screwing over the Diamondbacks here if you don't win in this game. You're not screwing over the Braves. If anything, you're helping the Braves. I'm where Grady Sizemore is. He started Garrett Crochet.
Almost fired in Chicago?
No, he's not hired. He's just the interim guy. But where Garrett Crochet,
like I said, almost fired in Chicago,
was slated to start the final game of the season against the Tigers. That's where I am. That is, we're a bad team. We have no business doing this, but we're going to start our best pitcher in the last game of the season just to spite you.
Are we in the trust tree? Are we in the trust tree together right now? I call it a tree, but you want to call it a nest?
No. It's a trust tree with a nest.
Sure, a trust tree with a nest. Okay, yeah. Throwing more parts into it. I was very happy for Lindor.
Okay.
You don't hate it. You wanted to hate it.
The only reason I'm going to hate it is if it's Francisco Lindor versus Jose Ramirez in the World Series.
No, go ahead, Homer. Lindor's the reason why the Mets clinched the playoffs. No. He even got the final out, too, and then he touched second base in a very emotional way, and I still root for him. I don't care what anyone says.
So here's the problem. I've lost World Series and ALCSs in every conceivable way, including losing to a team that was store-bought by the then Florida Marlins.
Yeah.
Including losing to the greatest starting rotation ever assembled, the 1995 Atlanta Braves. I lost to the 2007 Red Sox when you would have dusted the Rockies in the World Series. I lost to any veteran Bill Murray in the 2016
World Series. I like that you give all these nice compliments to the other teams, and you're like, and any veteran Bill Murray's one that got
me
over.
I'm not over it, and I love both those gentlemen and their work. So, no. Quite frankly, when it comes back to it, I don't want to see Frankie Lindor in the World Series, so I don't then have to have the conversation of enjoy it.
I don't know why.
Because that will be the slogan if they lose.
No, I think it'll be looked at. Won't it be looked very similar to what you just saw yesterday with the people that loved Baker still being like, good for Baker. 350 yards, 2 touchdowns, good for Baker.
You think if the Guardians lose in the World Series?
Not if they lose in the World Series, but I'm saying a general rooting for Lindor.
No.
I'm not saying I root for Lindor if it's the Mets and the Guardians in the World Series. That's insane. But in this moment against the Braves, to kind of justify the contract, the season that he's had has been awesome, by the way.
Yeah, why does that matter to me?
It's nice.
Screw that guy. He left us.
No, come on. You can't say screw Lindor.
I just did.
No, that's not
fair. It was pretty easy. It was pretty effortless.
It felt almost too effortless.
Yeah, like I'd been holding on to that, waiting for somebody to give me the opportunity. No, I just think Francisco Lindor is every great player we've ever had who has gone and left us. And by the way, I don't wish ill will, but I'm not going to root for you. No. Frankie was big time when he was in Cleveland. Jose gets us, so I have to give him the love that I cannot give to Frankie.
No, I have too many good moments with Frankie.
Which ones?
ALDS game one against the Yankees, the grand slam off the foul pole. I mean, there's too many. You think about Lindor, you smile. That's what it is. You think about Lindor, you smile.
No, I'm
same
ambivalent.
Thing, in many respects, same thing with Baker Mayfield. I watched Baker yesterday, and I enjoyed watching him have success.
See, here's the problem.
It stinks considering where we're at, but I enjoyed watching him have
Cleveland
success.
Cleveland baseball, before Frankie Lindor, had a couple runs that were pretty historic, including the late 90s and early aughts, and then 2007. So, Frankie wasn't some symbol of hope. He saved baseball in Cleveland. That's what Baker did. It's not a one-for-one.
No,
like
it's Baker, not apples to apples, but
Baker
we're still talking about...
Baker reset the floor and the ceiling for Cleveland football.
No, but we're talking about, do you root for former Cleveland players to have success? I wasn't rooting for Joe Flacco. I'll say that yesterday. It's not I was rooting against Joe Flacco, but he wasn't my guy the same way.
But I know
there were a lot of people that were.
Yeah, well, that's fresh. With the Baker thing got played out, so the Baker bros are done with it. I kind of think, not the Baker bros, but most people are done with the Baker conversation because I think everybody admits, whether you say this now, a fair amount of people were on the organization side. It's just now that it's going well for Baker, we want to rewrite history. Here's the thing. Frankie's in the same boat. The Flacco thing is that guy literally had you in the playoffs last year. Now he played well for Indy as your franchise quarterback. Didn't live up to his $230 million deal, according to those same people.
I was on my casino world tour yesterday. Uh-huh. Yesterday I was at the MGM Northfield Park. Obviously, Friday was at Circa, so we're just hitting all the casinos. I had somebody come up to me, and they told me that my two favorite quarterbacks are playing great today. Oof. I said, your two favorite, huh? Yeah, my two favorite, yeah.
I just wish Deshaun I wish the touchdown would have stood, because that's the only thing in between people saying he had a great game or not. Literally, that everything he did in that play still stands. It just doesn't count because of the damn penalty. Do you agree, by the way?
I agree with that. Just the box score looks really lame at the end of the day. You had to actually watch the game is the problem.
Yeah, which in fairness...
That's really hard for a lot of people.
Which, in fairness, we've had to say too many times this year, so that probably goes into their argument. But, like, I'll be honest, guys, I've watched Baker. I've watched Baker play behind a really bad offensive line. I know how it goes. I've watched Baker struggle with wide receivers who weren't getting open. I've watched and dropping passes. I've watched Joe Flacco when he didn't have the support that he had last year down the stretch, and certainly most of the time in Baltimore. Like, I think we've done this thing where we've weaponized their greatness against Deshaun. I think you're wrong. If you want to blame Andrew Berry for this roster not being up to snuff, okay. You want to blame Kevin for whatever we're supposed to call this offense, okay. Leadership for the preparedness, fine. Guys, neither Baker or Joe would look any better in this context. Can we all agree on that?
I do. It was a good game. I'll tell you at 5:20 why I think there was there's one thing I need to see in order to make it all change, though.
We call that a tease in the radio business. When we come back, we got the 5 at 5, including some Kevin Stefanski from earlier today and some updates on the Gardos we've not talked nearly enough about. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.